Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to yet another live edition of Slice of Life right here on ESPN 1520. We are on your radio, and we are streaming live at radio.com. If you'd like to hear the show again, or if you want to hear certain portions of it, it'll be available on radio.com on our podcast right after the show ends at 9:30. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a big focus, and fittingly enough, because of the ongoing situation with the pandemic that seems to be ratcheting up, unfortunately, yet again. So there's a big focus on our mental health and our physical health, for that matter, and certainly the link between the two is significant. So we have a show that I think is both informative and really an eye-opening look at the way things are being handled by a number of agencies and by a number of places that you might not necessarily expect to include that type of work. And we'll get into that in just a moment. Our guest lineup includes Christine Ziemba. She is with Spectrum Health. And we'll talk to Christine in just a moment. And then later in the show, Rick Lugamores and Bob Gosch from AltU, a new place that just opened in Williamsville on Main Street. We'll talk about the mind-body connection. This is not your typical gym, folks. And I'm so looking forward to talking to Rick and Bob, and I have been looking forward to speaking with Christine as well. Christine, good morning. Welcome to Slice of Life, and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to speak with you.
Oh, it's great to have you on board. And a little background here, Christine, you've got quite the impressive resume. You're a local person. You came from Western New York, and you're an alumna of St. Bonaventure University. And you have a master's degree also from UB. Now, you joined Spectrum Health and Human Services about a year ago as clinical director of the Urgent Mental Health and Addiction Care Center. Christine, tell us a little about what Spectrum is all about. What's the objective of Spectrum Health?
Well, you know, Spectrum has been in the Buffalo, Western New York area for over 47 years, and not only do we have a footprint in the Western New York community, but we're also a provider. We have a footprint in Wyoming County as well. And Spectrum is just like its name. It really does do the full spectrum of health and human services. We have housing. We have care coordination, which means that we can help people just link with all types of services that they need. We have mental health counseling. We have substance abuse counseling. We service adults, we service children and adolescents. We have a footprint also in just helping people navigate the services in Western New York. So we really go through the whole gamut of services for our community. And that is something special that I don't think that you can say is we're a one-stop shop for Western New York.
You know, Christine, I'm glad you describe it that way because it does reflect the name Spectrum and the wide array of services you offer. One of those services is the UMHACC, and I know in your business it's a lot of alphabet soup, but that
right.
stands for Urgent Mental Health and Addiction Care Center,
right.
which is new from what I understand. What is the center, and as you oversee it, what are your goals for the community as it relates to the center?
Well, you know, we have what's urgent medical care centers now, and we see them popping up. And so it's that middle section where people who feel that they have an urgent medical need that maybe not is ready for the emergency room and not available for our doctor's offices, who typically be 9 to 5. So we wanted to create something for people who are not feeling so well, who may have an urgent mental health need that doesn't fit a hospital. And in our community, we don't have a lot for that. I'm not feeling very well. And you mentioned that COVID is here. We're sitting in our houses and we maybe feel anxious about what's happening. We're in a yellow zone again. What does that mean for us? Are we going to be locked up in our houses again and feeling anxious about that? What does the future bring for us? And we've been doing this now since March, and I don't think a lot of us thought we were going to be like that for that long. And so we're here. We have this urgent care center just for our mental health needs. And there's been a big push. We've seen this on TV. If you feel something, say something. It used to be that mental health was a stigma. It used to be that it wasn't cool to have a mental health disorder. And now we just want people to reach out. And this is a really great center that will walk with you. We'll talk with you. It's okay to come down and talk about what's going on for you. And we'll do that in a very respectful manner. So that's what the urgent care is for.
That, you know, that is just a fabulous service that you offer. And the analogy that you draw between that and physical urgent care is so important, because there's no shame in saying, look, I'm really having a hard time dealing with this pandemic or XYZ, whatever else is happening in one's life. Is there a physical building that one would go to, or is there a phone number? How does it work if somebody needs that urgent mental health care?
Well, we're located right at the end of the medical corridor on Main Street, 1280 Main Street. And I don't know about you, but I'm one of those, like, take a right at the tree, you know. So we're actually right next to Delta Sonic on Main Street, if anybody knows kind of the Main Street area. So we're on the corner of Main and Bryant right there. So 1280 Main Street. And 1280 is kind of an iconic building. It's been there for years. So,
yes.
We're at 1280 Main Street, right next to Delta Sonic. So if people kind of know where that is.
And it's in the city of Buffalo, of course.
In Buffalo, New York, correct. And it's actually a mile from ECMC. So if people are in the suburbs and thinking, wow, that's really far away from me, we're actually closer than ECMC. So it's in distance, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely easy to access. I know exactly the building you're talking about. It is a rather distinctive building. You may use a tree or something, turn right at the tree, but I usually think in terms of restaurants. Okay, what restaurant is it near? Because my sense of direction is not a strong suit. So good to know that that you offer this service. Now, obviously, it takes a team, or as you know, the famous quote, it takes a village. Tell me about the team that works at the center.
Thank you for asking about that. We have such a wonderful team. We have two nurses that work with us. So we have a holistic approach to our business. And, you know, I learned as a mental health counselor, sometimes you have to rule out the medical before you rule in the mental health. So we have a holistic approach to our care. And so we're going to have nurses who take a look at you too and ask you what's going on with you instead of what's wrong with you. And that's another thing that I want people to hear this morning. It's not what's wrong with you. It's how can we help you? What's going on with you? And so think about that. It's not what's wrong with you. So we have nurses who are going to walk with you. We have two counselors who are going to talk with you. We have a case manager who's going to help you link you with services and when it's all said and done. And I want also people to hear that you don't have to be a Spectrum Health client to access our services. Anybody in the Western New York community can access our services. And we also
It's an important distinction.
Yeah, it is an important distinction, because I don't want people to think that, you know, I also believe that and so does Spectrum, there is no wrong door. You don't have, so I don't know if you can imagine that anybody can walk in any Spectrum location and we will help you. What was that summary? Well, and then we have two nurse practitioners.
Oh, that's excellent. There's certainly that mind-body connection. And I love what you say about there's no wrong door, because that helps destigmatize the idea of going in for mental health counseling or problems. We're talking with Christine Ziemba. She is with Spectrum Health and Human Services. If you have any questions for Christine, please feel free to join the conversation. 716-803-1520 is our number. And Christine, as we well know, you know, things seem to change on a day-to-day basis. And Governor Andrew Cuomo has even stated in his coronavirus updates that PTSD for patients, their families, and healthcare professionals is a real thing and a real result from the whole COVID-19 crisis. There's a lot of talk about anxiety, emotional burnout, Are those the types of things that are really prevalent right now that you're seeing and your team is seeing?
Yes, definitely. And I think those are things that may also be, for lack of words, stewing, things that people may have been dealing with silently and not recognizing it. So if you're feeling things like not being able to sleep or just feeling more frustrated than usual, feeling that you're acting out, not in terms of, committing crimes or just yelling at loved ones that you wouldn't necessarily yell at, or having bad dreams, or just feeling unsure about your future, that maybe you're not someone who typically would feel unsure about your future, but things and that are keeping you from going to work. Maybe you're calling in sick more than you would, but you're just not feeling sick, but you're just feeling unwell. Those are the types of symptoms that you might want to look at. Difficulty sleeping, nightmares about your future, nightmares about past scenarios at work that maybe didn't go well, that you're maybe seeing might not go well for you in the future.
Christine, don't you think a lot of this is due to the fact that there's so much uncertainty? In other words, there's no defined ending for the pandemic, and things appear to be getting worse again in the Northeast. I just read a report this morning that a bunch of Northeast governors are going to meet about a surge in this part of the country. So it's not as if you could say, okay, I've got to get through this. It'll be over with by X date. The part of the anxiety that I feel about this is the fact that we don't know when it will end or if it will ever completely end. Do you think that's what adds to the anxiety for most people?
I really do. I'm just going to go back to a psychological experiment that we talked about as an undergrad that I keep in the back of my mind and I use a lot in when I'm doing counseling with a client. And that is, there was an experiment where, real quick, I know that it was short on time, where they had people in three different rooms. In one room, they were giving them positive reinforcement. In another room, they were giving them negative reinforcement. And in the third room, there was no reinforcement, and they were asking them to walk a line blindfolded. The person who had the most frustration, the person who took off their blindfold and just had a meltdown, for lack of a better word, was the person with no reinforcement. And I believe that's the situation we're in right now. When you're getting any type of reinforcement, good, bad, or ugly, at least you know where you stand.
Great point. Yes. It's that uncertainty. Yeah, that is such a great point. Before we do go, Christine, I do want to ask you about the community of caring. I know it's on your website as a free community resource. It's open to everyone.
Absolutely. And I think that is something that everyone, if you're a Spectrum client, not a client, again, something that everybody in the Western New York community or even beyond the Western New York community can get a hold of. So all of your listeners can go onto our website, shswny.org, and hit our community of caring. And we have something every single day of the week. We have mindfulness on Mondays, yoga on Tuesdays, which is something that I lead. Wednesdays, we have mindfulness. For Fridays, I even lead a dance class. And it's just a way that even if you're stuck at home, you can go on our website and take a class. And for that little hour, just have some time for yourself. And self-care is one of those things you can do. That's something you can have control of for that one little moment of time. And if there's anything I can leave with, that is self-care.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to join you this. I'm sorry, Christine. I'm going to join you this Tuesday at 10. I see that your yoga class, basic yoga moves, and I always keep saying that I've got to start getting back into yoga to help cope with everything that's going on. This is just a wonderful, wonderful resource. And, you know, it's so simple. We're so tied to our computers. A great way to just do something productive and get away from the stress of the news and work and every other pressure that we're feeling by joining you for this free resource. Christine Ziemba, what a pleasure talking with you. You are with Spectrum, and Spectrum is really an amazing organization. Spectrum Health and Human Services is the full name, and you do so much for the community. It's a pleasure to help spread the word for you, Christine. Thank you for joining me this morning on Slice of Life.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to talking with you down the road. Well, that'll do it for the first segment. My thanks to Christine for joining me. And coming up next, we'll talk to Rick Lugamores and Bob Gosch, the two partners who are at the helm of AltU, a new place that just opened in Williamsville. Stay tuned, everybody. Much more to come on Slice of Life.
Thanks for tuning in to Slice of Life. Now back to your hostess with the mostest, Brenda Alacy.
Well, thank you, Sandy Beach. Always nice to be introed by the Hall of Famer. Hey, it's Brenda Alacy indeed, and it's a pleasure to have you on board for Slice of Life. We're here every Saturday from 9 to 9:30, and we talk about a wide variety of topics and community happenings, and it's more important than ever, I think, to stay connected. I'll tell you what, I'm broadcasting from my kitchen table in Williamsville, so life is very different for all of us, but I'm so happy that we have the technology to stay connected. And I love talking to different people in the community about what's happening throughout Western New York, including a gentleman I've known for a long time, Rick Lugamores. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And Bob Gosch is with us as well. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling us.
You bet. Nice to have you gentlemen both on board. And I was really intrigued to hear about a new place that you have opened. You two are at the helm of a company that opened recently in Williamsville called AltU, and that's A-L-T and then Y-O-U. Rick, what's the premise behind AltU?
Brenda, AltU is a fitness and meditation studio on Main Street in Williamsville, and it is a new fitness model that Bob and I put together to fully address complete fitness and health development on all human dimensions, meaning physical, mental, emotional balance, and all of those combined just building your spirit. So it's fitness and meditation, mind development programming combined.
Bob, where exactly is AltU located on Main Street in Williamsville?
Yeah, we're at 5363 Main Street, just east of the 290. So right in the heart of Williamsville on Main Street. We're set off the road a little bit. We've got great parking, so you really can't miss us.
It's such a great area. You know, it's easy to access, and certainly everybody knows Main Street in Williamsville, active community. How are you folks getting the word out about this unique fitness facility right now, Rick?
Brenda, we're doing, you know, typically what everybody does right now. Our website has all of the information about the programs. We're doing social media to get the word out to everybody. But our concept is most communicated by word of mouth. Our current clients and people who are joining our fitness community every day, just going out and telling people. And it's so different and so new that it has an attraction to it. People are coming in with their friends, their family, their neighbors to take advantage of this new Kinesis fitness concept that is brand new to Western New York.
Now, Kinesis to me indicates the word movement. Is that right? What are these Kinesis classes like? What's the focus?
Go ahead, Bob. Answer that. Bob is the one that introduced Kinesis equipment to Western New York, so I'll let him answer that.
Yeah, Kinesis does mean movement, Brenda. And our equipment allows for three-dimensional movement patterns. Up on your feet, so you're not laying down on benches or kneeling on the floor. You're up on your feet. Every one of our members gets to use their own piece of equipment. There's no shared equipment in the building. And you basically move with pushing and pulling movements, and you move from side to side. And in a lot of ways, it's very much like yoga or Pilates or even Tai Chi, which is an Eastern practice. But it's done with resistance in your hands on these really incredible pieces of equipment that were designed and manufactured in Italy. We were lucky enough to find them and bring them over here to the States and have introduced them in this movement practice at AltU.
Well, that sounds fascinating, gentlemen. And it seems to me that, you know, it's
one thing,
almost...
Brenda, I would add to that, it's three-dimensional movement. So All of the exercise equipment you see in the States is set up on a pulley and cable system, and at best you can produce two-dimensional movement with it. But Kinesis and the Italians use gyros instead of pulleys, where you can create three-dimensional movements, so the machine allows you to weight train in your body's natural movement pattern, producing a fitness results and a body pump that people in Western New York have not experienced yet. So it's taking fitness to another level.
Well, that's fascinating. So you don't have to have heavy pieces of equipment, you know, barbells and dumbbells and so forth, that one might typically think about at a gym, all sorts of equipment that, you know, you're sweating and grunting and all that. This sounds much more peaceful, but yet it sounds as if you can accomplish many of the same physical objectives as well as many of the mindfulness objectives. It sounds like it's kind of all rolled into one. Is that an accurate way to describe Kinesis?
I would agree with that, Brenda. Absolutely. It goes above and beyond anything you could do with a free weight dumbbell or a kettlebell or a medicine ball. Mm-hmm. Again, because you're getting resistance from three dimensions, above you, in front of you, and below you, and you're moving from side to side, forward and backwards, you're training the body for strength, balance, stability. And we do it at a pace that also promotes cardiovascular endurance. So we keep the heart rate up, the breathing rate up, but at the same time, we're working strength, balance, and stability.
Do you recommend doing this in conjunction with a meditation program?
Absolutely. It was one of the reasons that we put this concept together, Brenda, that when Bob and I looked at the fitness models that are out there and what they were achieving with their members, people were going in and addressing their body and getting physically fit. But we all know that we live in four dimensions, and combining meditation with the Kinesis fitness classes, you are also training your mind, strengthening your mind. You're relieving anxiety and stress, which we all need right now, obviously. And it does balance your emotions, and that leads to peak physical performance, mental performance, and it allows you to more fully enjoy your professional and your personal life.
It sounds like such a fascinating concept, gentlemen. I really salute you for bringing this to Western New York. We're talking to Rick Lugamores and Bob Gosch from ALT-U, A-L-T, and then the word U, which recently opened at 5363 Main Street in Williamsville. Rick, in terms of a safe environment, which is a priority for everybody, no matter if you're going into the supermarket or into work, for that matter, how do you keep ALT-U safe in a COVID-19 environment?
Well, first of all, we follow all New York State and CDC health guidelines for managing and creating a safe environment for COVID-19 for fitness studios. We have a cleaning protocol that was designed by CINTAS to specifically address maximum levels of COVID-19 cleaning protocol. The big thing you have at ALT-U, when you come in to work out, you have your own workout station. Nobody else taught you. Have your own piece of Kinesis equipment, your proprietary equipment. Nobody else touches it. So you have your own workout station, socially distanced, and your own equipment that nobody else touches for the entire workout. So it is an extremely safe environment to work out in.
Now, you mentioned that the Kinesis equipment was originated in Italy, and now we have kind of another international type of dimension that you offer here at this very unique ALT-U in Buffalo. It's called, is it Kaizen, a Japanese term for continuous movement? Is it Kaizen or Kaizen?
Yeah, it is Kaizen, and I'll let Bob describe that program to you.
Yeah, Kaizen does mean continuous improvement, and we like to introduce to our members the continuous improvement around health and wellness. So we have seven principles that we have introduced above and beyond movement, And of course, nourishment is very important. But we also talk about other areas in your world, like purifying your environments, for example, air, light, and water. We talk about cleaning up your personal hygiene products, or maybe the products you use in your home to clean, so that you have one less toxin on your, working on your immune system that you have to fight. So if we can purify your environment, you have less to fight coming in from that, and you have more left over to fight things like COVID. We also talk about other ways to relax and ways to cultivate gratitude and optimism and positivity in your life. So above and beyond the movement experience, and of course,
and I would add to that, Brenda, it is a comprehensive lifestyle development program that addresses physical, mental, emotional balance, and it integrates your physical, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and it allows you to more fully enjoy your life. And it is a new program that is completely comprehensive to help people, as much as they want to get into it, strengthen their approach to life to allow for daily health and fitness, but also that buoyant spirit that just allows you to fully enjoy your life.
Sounds like the best combination of both Eastern and Western philosophies. As we close out, Rick, what's the best way for somebody to contact you or Bob at AltU if they wanted to come in and try a session?
Right now, we are offering the 30-day AltU Challenge. So it's $79 for 30 days. And it allows you to come in and try all of our programs. You can come in and do the Kinesis fitness classes. You can do one-on-one meditation session to learn how to meditate at home. Learn how to meditate if you've never meditated. You can take our group meditation programs, and you can also get involved with Kaizen. So you can experience all of our AltU programs for only $79 for 30 days. And it is the AltU Challenge.
It's money well spent. AltU.com is the website. Rick Lugabors and Bob Gosch. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Brian, it's been great talking to you again.
My pleasure. And my thanks to Jim Stelliano, making sure that everything works back at the station for us. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll talk next week on Slice of Life.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life on ESPN 1520.